The BLM shut down operations at the Palomino Valley Wild Horse and Burro facility for a day. Then it opened up the gates to the public 20 miles north of Reno. Packs of horses run around in 20 pens. They eat and drink. A wrangler shows off a horse tipping machine. The animals are herded down a metal chute and into the tipping machine where they are held firmly and hooves trimmed quickly.
We untie their feet, then we go through the whole process backwards, okay?
Even though fewer than 50 people showed up for the tour, tensions were high.
Okay, we'll deal with that afterwards.
Members of the Native Wild Horse Protection Group were here. Jatara Sahart came all the way from Marin County.
I can't imagine that they take the horses from the wild where there's trees and shade and rocks and crevices and things and to cool them and bring them into this unnatural concentration camp-like setting with no shelter.
The BLM has always had to cope with concerns about food, water, and death. A recent heat wave heightened all those concerns.
That all of those issues blew up inside of a week to 10 days.
So BLM wild horse specialist Debbie Collins suggested a collaboration with the public. The first meeting was held at Reno City Hall and lasted 4 hours.
We want to try this out and let the public see, you know, firsthand, you know, what we're doing and that we do want to listen to them.
The BLM says it could use some help. Wranglers at the Palomino Valley facility are trying to cope with 18 times the usual number of horses, and horse pens nationwide are full. Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.